We're out here with Dwight English, who is wearing some kind of a Wilcox baseball jacket.
Yeah, my son was a football player.
Quite
the football player.
And we're sitting here munching all of his sample apples. He's got Fuji's from Wilcox here at the
Pink Ladies.
Pink Fuji's, Ladies, Fuji's.
Grannies.
So,
and all certified organic stuff.
So tell us, why do you participate in this farmer's market? What's the important thing about it for you?
Well, I was one of the first 10 guys who started it. There was only 10 of us 11 years ago.
So obviously it has some significance for you, being one of the founders.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a good format for trying new varieties and explaining organics. A lot of people are still confused the difference between organics and commercial growing.
And what is the difference?
Basically, we don't use any herbicides and pesticides, and have alternative. A good term is alternative agriculture. It's really more specific. You know, organics, if you took any chemistry at all, you know, a lot of things are organic. But.
Yeah, so the most striking difference, just looking, coming to the table and looking at these things, is if I went to the grocery store, went to Costco, you know, one of those places.
They might be prettier.
They're prettier and they're bigger.
Right.
But right. I got to tell you,
here's what I do.
They're tastier here.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, what we do is almost what they call nitrogen-starved fruit. I don't pump for size. I just grow for flavor. So I don't care if I have the biggest fruit in the area. And it works for us for multiple ways. Not only do people recognize the flavor of our fruits really superior, but when we make our own apple cider, we don't add any sugars at all. So we have to have really top quality flavored different varieties of Grannies, tart, sweet, Fuji's, Galas, Goldens, that kind of thing. So we can blend it together and not have to add any sugar whatsoever. And what happens is nitrogen makes great big fruit, but it tends to block the sugar development at the later stages when the fruit's swelling up and getting real big because of the nitrogen. It'll block the sugar development. So you'll have a big apple, but it won't reach the...
It doesn't
that,
taste
wow,
good.
That's good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
they'll
yeah.
be okay.
Yeah, and
you know, they'll be all right, but they're just
these,
not exciting.
Yeah, this is awesome fruit you have here.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, we're in all the Whole Foods. About the last 4 years, I've had every Whole Foods in Arizona, in the state of Arizona.
That's great.
Yeah, and they bought out Wild Oats, and, you know, they have the two stores here in Tucson. Well, they're going to rebuild the one at Oracle. They have the one over here in Craycroft and Sunrise now, the brand new one.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So if you're in all the Whole Foods, why are you out here?
Because I can sell all my test varieties. Yeah, I got four peaches I just put in and planted, and they'll be making peaches in 2 years. I test peaches, plums, pears, different kinds of varieties of apples. I have like 19 different varieties of apples. You know, but a lot of them come and get sold here.
First,
about 6 varieties get sold mainstream, big stores, you know, the Fuji's, the Galas. I have a lot of Jonathan Crosses, Jonalicious, Jonamax. There's a Jonah Gold. You know, for some reason, Jonathan's cross easy. Their pollen crosses easy with other varieties.
So this is sweet. So right now, obviously, it's apple season. We're at the tail end, right?
Yeah, these have been in the storage, but I keep them really, really cold. We found out you can keep them really cold. They used to think 34, 35. We keep them at 31 and 32 because they're not water. They're sugar water. They're a mixture of sugar and water.
So
they don't freeze. Yeah, exactly. The freezing point's like 30, 29. And it's amazing. We get about 3 more months of Christmas. Instead of being soft fruit showing up in December, we get out there January, February, and March. I mean, the Granny's the only one getting a little soft right now.
It's still really,
yeah,
really, really, really good.
Really, yeah, good.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the other thing. If you don't pump it for size and you get this good high flavor, even though the fruit turns a little softer, it's still, you know, there's nothing worse than a soft fruit that's also bland.
Yeah.
But a soft fruit that's really good flavor is just a little soft. Still is somewhat tolerable. You know, it's pretty good. And people love this Granny for juicing.
How are you doing?
Yeah, this is more than
still
tolerable.
Flavor so high.
This is more than tolerable right here.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Well,
beyond tolerable, it's good.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Yeah. Well,
and then we have these baked goods that we've started the last couple of years. There's some really good stuff, sugar-free stuff. Played around with gluten-free. It's a trick to bake gluten-free, but we're learning.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much.
Well, thank you guys.